بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أحسن الكلام كلام الله، خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، so before we begin in our reading through أصول السنة في إمام أحمد رحمه الله, just a quick announcement. We'll have a ندوة, a دورة with our مشايخ in Kuwait tonight, which will be broadcast live on النهج radio بإذن الله تعالى on this same channel. And this ندوة, in which we'll participate the mashayikh from Saudi and from Kuwait and from our Sheikh Adil Mansour from Yemen, Abu al-Abbas hafidhahum Allah ta'ala. The nadwa entitled for tonight Al-Khalifa al-Sahabi, the noble Khalifa al-Rashid, the companion Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And the participants will be a Sheikh Ahmed Sibay and Sheikh the Dr. Ahmed Bazmol, and likewise Sheikh Dr. Fawaz Al-Awadi and Sheikh Mohammed bin Ramzan and Sheikh Adil Mansour and Sheikh Ali Salim and our Sheikh from Kuwait, Sheikh Mohammed Al-Anjari Hafidhahum Allah Ta'ala. And this will be tonight at 8 p.m. Mecca time. 8 p.m. Mecca time, Bidnillah Ta'ala. And the lesson or the nadwa entitled Khalifa the Sahabi, Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. So I'd advise the brothers to tune in tonight. It's a lecture or a series of lectures, series of discussions by the mashayikh, online only on An-Nahj Radio tonight, 8 p.m. Mecca time, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So to continue with our reading through Usul al-Sunnah of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, we covered in our previous lesson how Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he starts off his book and he starts off with Al-Furqan. He starts off with Furqan, with distinguishing truth from falsehood. He doesn't start off with generalities. He doesn't start off by mentioning that which all of the Muslims were agreed upon. Rather, he starts off his book, Usul al-Sunnah, and he mentions, Usul al-Sunnah عندنا التمسك بما كان عليه أصحاب رسول الله. He mentioned that the first founding principle with us is that we hold on firm to the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we'll discuss around this point in a summarized way again in this lesson, because of the importance of this point. That Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he didn't start off by just mentioning that from the foundational principles of the Sunnah, meaning the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Aqidah that which we follow by way of matters of the unseen, that Imam Ahmad, he didn't say that we follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in which all the tawa'if, all the groups and parties agree upon, and no doubt we follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he mentioned in an authentic hadith, and he said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, man ya'ish minkum, from those who you live after min ba'di, you will see a lot of differences. You will see what? A lot of differences. So it's something which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed us about. And this is the time that we live in. A lot of differences, a lot of groups, a lot of parties, everyone putting their hands in their pocket and saying this is the Islam that you should follow. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed us of a certain disease, and that will you will see a lot of differences. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he even gave us the cure for it. And he said, to follow who? Alaykum bi sunnati. To follow my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa al-rashideen after me. And those are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informing us about a certain disease and informing us also at the same time the cure for it. And that cure for it is that you take your religion and you take your understanding, what you follow, who you follow. You follow the way of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the way they applied the two revelations, the Quran and the Sunnah. And from the companions, meaning Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali, and the rest of them from the Ashratu Mubashireen, and the rest of them from the Muhajireen and the Ansar, and everyone from the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who either met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and even if he was blind, and his status is according to the time they spent with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us about the companions, each and every single one of them. We don't speak ill of these companions. We don't follow according to the footsteps of Sayyid Qutb or Mawlal al-Mawdudi, as you have in the Indian subcontinent, who they speak ill of certain companions due to their desires or due to them having false accusations against these companions. This wasn't the way. This wasn't the way. Rather, Imam Ahmed rahimahullah, he starts off by mentioning clearly that you follow who? You follow the way of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَالْإِقْتِدَاءُ بِهِمْ وَطَرْقُ الْبِدْعَةِ. So abandoning bid'ah is abandoning innovation in this religion, thinking that you're getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon a way other than the way of the companions. You follow a way other than the way of the companions, you fall into innovation. The path to success, and this straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the path. That path upon which the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were upon. And as Shaykh Rabi Hafidhullah, he mentioned in his explanation of Usul Sunnah, he said, the Allamatu Rabi Hafidhullah, he said, when Imam Ahmad rahimahullah mentioning the foundations of the Sunnah with us are holding firm onto the way of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Shaykh said that this is in opposition to the people of Bid'ah. They only follow their desires and they rely upon their corrupt intellects, while claiming that they are depending upon the Arabic language or other corrupt measurements and analogies. As for Imam Ahmad and those who preceded him from the noble companions and their successors and the scholars of Al-Islam, the religion which they held firm to is the Book of Allah, the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially in the affairs of Aqidah, especially in the affairs of the unseen, the matters of the creed. They did not leave from these sources. In that is the straight, upright guidance. So look at Shaykh Rabi Hafidhullah. As we've covered previously, when our Shaykh Muhammad Al-Anjari Hafidhullah, when he clarified these points to us, he would say, look at Imam Ahmad. He didn't mention sticking only to the Arabic language. And no doubt, as we covered in our previous lesson, the Lughat Al-Arabiya is something which will open up and will give you the tools. But it is not just the source of guidance, because you have many people who have the Arabic language, but they're still misguided. So don't just focus on that. Don't focus on generalities. Rather go into a detailed matters. As Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came with al-mufassal. He came with a detailed explanation. He didn't come with generalities. So Imam al-Rabi'i hafidhullah, he mentions here that they don't, the people who are in opposition from the people of innovation, that they only follow their desires and they rely upon the corrupt intellects, while claiming that they're depending upon the Arabic language. You cannot be upon that which is correct. If you say you want to follow or you want to understand the explanation of the Quran only by way of the Arabic language, you will find yourself upon misguidance. Unless you rely upon in the understanding of the Quran with the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon the understanding of the companions. Just using the Arabic language, you will not be upon success. Just by way of this Arabic language. And this is what Shaykh Rabi Hafidhullah clarifies here. And after that, Shaykh Rabi Hafidhullah mentioning, taking them as example, taking whom? Taking the companions as an example in your religion. Taking the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an example, as Shaykh Rabi said. Undeniably, they are the example. With the statement of Imam Ahmad, it is upon you to stick to my way, which Imam Ahmad is inclining towards, which is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and collected in the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi, and it's a hadith which is Hasan al-Sahih, that it is upon you to stick to my way, alaykum bi sunnati, and the way of the rightly guided khulafa, hold on to it with your mawla teeth, with your innermost teeth, wa iyyakum wal muhtathat al-umur, and beware of newly invented matters. Likewise, pointing towards the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this ummah will split into 73 different sects, as which was collected, this wording, in the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi again, and authenticated by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah, that my ummah will split into how many sects? 73 sects. Don't fall into the whisperings of the shaitan by the likes of Yusuf al-Qaradawi and other than them, who come and put doubts in the people, and they say, no, this hadith isn't authentic, I checked into the chain of narration and I found that this hadith is not authentic. He lies upon it. It is something which is authentic, with an authentic chain of narration, as authenticated by the scholars of the hadith. This ummah will split up into how many sects? 73 sects, as informed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of them in the hellfire. All of them in the hellfire, except one. So this sect, which is saved from the hellfire, is which one? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us about it. As I mentioned in the beginning of this lesson, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us about certain diseases, and he informed us of the cure of those diseases. Which is that saved group? He said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those who are upon what I and my companions are upon today. Those who are upon what? Upon what I and my companions are upon. So that sunnah, the sunnah of the companions, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that's the one you want to follow. Likewise, the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, taraqtukum ala al-bayda, that I have left you upon something which is clear. It's clear, it's upon a clear path. I've left you upon clarity. In English, the meaning being that I've left you upon clarity. I've left you upon complete clarity. It's night is like its day. What does it mean that it's night is like its day? That you could walk through darkness and it is illuminated with clarity. Can you imagine walking through darkness and somebody just switches on the light for you? How does it feel? This is the sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ has left you upon clarity. Its night is like its day. And no one goes astray from it. No one goes astray from my path, from the path of the Prophet ﷺ, from this path, except that he is destroyed. You choose a path other than the path of the companions. You choose a path other than the path of Muhammad ﷺ, you're nothing but destroyed. After that, Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah, he mentions regarding the companions, he says that the companions, they held firm to this clear path. We do not find amongst them, amongst the companions, anyone who deviated from the straight path. And this is where Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah mentions, not a single companion deviated from the straight path. And this we need to instill in ourselves, because you will find those claiming to be upon the sunnah in our days. Those who even, they said that they write an explanation to this book which we're going through, Usul al-Sunnah. Can you imagine him writing an explanation to Usul al-Sunnah, and then in the hashtags or in the footnotes he puts and he says, there could be that someone who comes after the companions and after the Tabi'in who could be better than the companions, waliyadu billah. He's explaining Usul al-Sunnah and he mentions this. How? Imam Ahmed rahimahullah mentioning, وَالْاِقْتِدَاءُ بِهِمْ وَتَرْقُ الْبِدْعَةِ وَسُولَ السُنَّةِ عِنْدَنَا التَّمَسُّكُ بِمَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ أَصْحَابُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. They are the best of the people after the prophets and the messengers, after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you come and say, no, there could be somebody who comes afterwards who could be better than the companions. But Imam Shaykh Rabi Hafidhullah, he wants to clarify and give this firm founding principle to the reader before he gets into the matters of the unseen, that you are upon this founding principle. Don't get deviated by the whisperings of the shaitan and by the whisperings of these misguided individuals when they come and try and tell you, no, rather you can find success in other than the companions, in following other than the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For Shaykh Rabi, he says, Hafidhullah, that we do not find amongst the companions that any one of them deviated from the straight path. However, there were those from the people who went astray after the time of the Prophet ﷺ and after the companions, from the Khawarij and from other than them, and from the Rafida and from those who denied Al-Qadr and from those who denied certain aspects of the Aqidah, which we will study in due course. Therefore, Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah saying, the point that we are emphasizing is that taking the companions is as an example, and pay attention to this point, Ikhwan. Beautiful words by Sheikh Rabi'. Therefore, the point that we're emphasizing is taking the companions as an example is the way of safety and success. It is the ship of shelter and security. Beautiful words by the Sheikh. Saying what? Taking the companions as an example, taking your aqeedah from them, is the way of safety and success. It is the ship of shelter and security. These companions witness the revelation been coming down upon the Prophet ﷺ. They attained the correct understanding of the Quran and the correct understanding of the Sunnah of Muhammad ﷺ. They learned it. They learned it the correct way. They learned to apply it in the correct way. All of it directly from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, they are the example. For this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that which I and my companions are upon today. Likewise, the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, hold on firm to my way and the way of the rightly guided Khulafa, and that is the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we'll finish with that, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Hadha wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabina Muhammad wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Once again, Ikhwan, as a reminder, by way of those listening, by way of the radio channel today, is that we'll have the lesson, the nadwa, with our mashayikh tonight at 8 p.m. Mecca time. Do tune in, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.